Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
And welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, successful CEOs, presidents, and business owners have a routine. They always think about what works for them. And in that routine, there are certain things that they do every single day to help themselves become successful. And, of course, everybody knows that you keep a to-do list. You keep a list of what needs to be done, and you schedule your meetings, and you have a calendar, and you have to choose priorities. But if you do have a to-do list, which you absolutely should have, because you can't keep everything in your head. If you do, you're not going to miss something. You're not going to get it done. You take a look at your to-do list and every single morning when you come to work, and you say, what are my priorities today? And you work through your priorities. And then you take a look at your priorities at 12 noon, and you say, have my priorities changed? Because your priorities could very well change. Business is always flowing. It's just not something that's just solid and never moves. It's not a block of granite. There are things that are changing all the time. Everything is in flow. The tides come in. The tides come out. So you have to absolutely say to yourself, what is important for this afternoon? So come in the morning, check your priorities. Find out what you need to do, have your meetings, your sales calls, whatever it happens to be. But then at noontime, before you go to lunch, look at your priorities. The afternoon goes by. You're getting things done. You're meeting your priorities. You're working your schedule. And you should write yourself a schedule and decide how much time you need to devote to every single item on the list and not get distracted. It's easy to get distracted, and then when we get distracted, we don't get things done. And then before you go home, guess what you do? You take a look at that list. What did I accomplish today? Did I accomplish what I wanted to? What are my priorities? Did I prioritize things in the right way to get them done? And then you rewrite your priorities, because when you come in the morning, you want to make sure that you get a head start. You don't want to start thinking about what you need to do. Maybe you need to come in a half hour earlier. Maybe you need to stop somewhere at the bank or your insurance company or a sales appointment. What do you need to do first thing in the morning? It all starts over again. Every single day, business rolls on. You have to understand what the priorities are. You have to understand what's important, because why are we in business? We are in business to make a profit. How do we make a profit? Well, we make a profit in many ways. We make a profit by assembling the right team, the right people, by managing them, by getting them to understand what their priorities are and helping them work through it and check with them, meet with them, make sure that they're getting things done, that their priorities are correct, that they understand that we are in business and we have to make a profit. We have to retain our customers. We have to treat them well. I mean, there are so many things to think about when you think about the priorities of your business. Strategy and thinking and understanding what needs to be done, what's important, what the priorities are, what do we need to do now, what did we do in the past that worked and what didn't work, and what are we going to do in the future. So if we're thinking all the time, if we're understanding where we're going, what we're going to do, how we're going to help our people understand what they need to do, what part of the puzzle do they have, we don't have to worry about making money. We don't have to worry about being profitable. If we do the right things at the right time, encourage our staff, our coworkers, our employees to do the right thing at the right time, always be making sure that we're teaching them, getting them to understand, coaching them into how to be successful, it's not a question of money. You will. And you'll make a great deal of money, and everyone will be happy because they'll feel like they're doing a job it's really worthwhile. They'll be feeling like they're fulfilled. They'll be feeling that they're not just doing busy work. Every single person that works for you is important, from the person that answers the phone to the person that cleans the office to the sales force to the shipping department to the accounting department to the manufacturing floor, whatever it happens to be. There isn't one person that works for you that isn't important and doesn't need to set priorities. And if you do have a person that's working for you that's not important, then they shouldn't be working for you. You need to replace them with someone else who's going to get the job done. This is Howard LeWinter. What are your priorities for tomorrow? And of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.